With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore, and we're going to be talking now with David Thompson, who's going to tell us all about the Topsfield Fair up there in Topsfield. It's been going on since Friday, I believe. And David, how are you?
I'm doing great, Rick. Thank you very much for having me on.
David, I believe the fair got underway Friday. We had some really threatening, horrible weather, but first things first, how'd it go this weekend?
Despite the weather, things went very well. We did open on Friday afternoon, and we'll be open through Columbus Day. Hopefully the worst of the weather is behind us. We had a lot of people out despite the not-so-perfect weather, a lot of them saying how they enjoyed it because they didn't have to fight the crowds. But hopefully the crowds will be building as the weather gets better.
I have no doubt of that. And, you know, David, just to put this to bed, for anybody who's not been to the Topsfield Fair and you're thinking about going, a little concerned about the weather, believe me, there's plenty of coverage there. Even in the worst rain, there's lots of places and things you can do in foul weather. Am I correct?
You are absolutely right. There's so many buildings on site that if the weather doesn't cooperate, there's plenty to do. We have, a flower building, a fruit and vegetable building, several buildings with all different kinds of animals, places to check out the quilting and photography. So there's a tremendous amount to do inside if the weather doesn't cooperate outside.
All right. Before we talk about what is one of the oldest, if not the oldest, type fair in the country, location, David, for anybody who's not been there, what's the best way to get there from the south or the north?
Best way is Route 1. We're right on Route 1 in Topsfield. You can take 95 north or south to Route 1, or if you are local to the area, you can come up Route 97 the back way.
And I'm betting that the website has pretty good directions as well, yes?
It does, yes, topsfieldfair.org.
All right, and that, as I'm looking at it, it's just it's phenomenal the way this thing is set up. So let's talk a little bit about today, because I know you have a special today and tomorrow, and then maybe we can highlight a few more things of what's to come.
Yes, early week special tonight, Monday night, and then tomorrow night, Tuesday. Anyone coming to the fair after 6 o'clock can get in for just $6. The regular admission fee during the week is $11, and then it's $15 next Friday through Monday.
Okay.
So it's a great deal for anyone that's thinking of heading out either tonight or tomorrow night. Anytime from 6 o'clock on, it's just $6 to get in.
You know, and I've been up there. We go every single year, and we're hoping to get up there tonight on Monday as we record this. But no matter whether you go on the holiday or during the week or on a weekend, the traffic flow is excellent. The Topsfield police do, and I believe Ipswich helps out, but the Topsfield police do a great job. And you have plenty of room for parking as well.
We do, and there's two great other parking options. One is at North Shore Community College, up near the Doubletree Hotel in Danvers on the Danvers-Middleton line, and then also at Massanomet High School. We have shuttle buses going from both of those locations that take you directly to the fairgrounds. So if traffic is bad, you can get off at either of those locations, hop on a bus, and get there quickly without any of the stress.
I didn't realize that. Is that a relatively new service?
For the last few years, we've been doing that, and
Excellent.
It's been very successful. So
Excellent.
We'll do it again this year.
All right, Dave, people have to go to the website because I know you don't have enough time to fill me in on everything that's happening. But hit on some of the highlights because I know you've got some spectacular special shows as well as the everyday or every year ordinary spectacular events in the barns.
Yes, absolutely. We have some great entertainment lined up tonight, Monday night. There's a Frank Sinatra impersonator or tribute, I guess, band, you'd say, in the grandstand. Tomorrow night is the Navy Band, and then starting Wednesday night, we come up with some more more famous entertainment, I guess you'd say. Wednesday night, we have Tony Orlando. Thursday night, we have MKTO, which is a like a pop band.
Okay.
Friday night, we have Clint Black, who's a country superstar, and all of those shows are free with admission in the grandstand. Then on Saturday, we have two paid shows, one in the morning called DigiFest, which is all of these young performers who have made huge names for themselves on social media through Vine and YouTube and some of the other sites out there. They'll be putting on a show on Saturday morning, and then Saturday evening we have Pat Benatar and her husband Neil Giraldo. They'll be doing a performance in the arena Saturday evening.
And unbelievable. And you had the Great Pumpkin Way Off. When was that, on Friday?
Friday night, opening night, yes, was a giant pumpkin way off, and this year was definitely a giant. It lived up to its name. The winning pumpkin came from Connecticut and weighed in at 1,000 994 pounds, so very, very close to 2,000 pounds.
Good heavens. Well, you know, David, finally, this is a tremendous event every year that is so local for us here on the North Shore, but it's spectacular. And I know that the organizers of the Topsfield Fair work on this literally all year round. It's not just a last-moment thing during the summertime or early fall. But it is, more than anything, it is a family event. I mean, adults can go, but by all means, bring the kids.
Oh, absolutely. It's a true family event. As you said, it's worked on all year. The fair is actually put on by the Essex Agricultural Society. And the main focus of it is to promote agriculture. So there's lots to see and do in terms of the animals, the fruits and vegetables, as I mentioned before, all the different things that you wouldn't see on a regular basis and things that you might take for granted. You know, these things show up in your grocery store and they don't magically appear. You know, these eggs are, come from chickens that people, you know, take care of, and, you know, meats and produce and all of that. So it's a great opportunity to see, you know, where the things that end up on your table actually start.
And the displays in each of the barns, they're just absolutely spectacular the way they're arranged.
Yeah, they're phenomenal. The people that put the displays together do incredible work. Thousands and thousands of people enter the hundreds of contests that are available, and you'll see, you know, different colored ribbons on many of the displays showing who's won in the eyes of the judges. It's pretty phenomenal.
All right, David, did I miss anything?
Well, as you said earlier, there's so much to talk about that, you know, we probably missed, you know, thousands of things. One of the main attractions, obviously, is the food as well.
Mm-hmm.
There's just about everything under the sun you can imagine to eat at the Topsfield Fair. So if you leave there hungry, you've done something wrong.
You got that right. Yep.
But it's, yeah, there's so much going on that I hope your listeners will come and check it out.
And I think one of the really packed events all the time, and one of great interest to the kids but also to the adults, is that I think it's called the Bee House or something like that, where the beekeepers are.
Yep, absolutely, the beekeeping house, where they actually have hives on display under glass, so you can see the bees making their making the honey and the hives and all of that. And then they have candles. I believe it's for a dollar. You can go in and create your own honeybee candle, which is kind of a fun little souvenir to leave with. And then it seems like every year they sell out of the honey sticks.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know how many thousands and thousands of honey sticks, but they're extremely popular, and they seem to sell out every year.
Absolutely. And finally, there are kiddie rides up there. There's a carnival ride, and so if you're waiting to get into somewhere or you're waiting for a meal, you can also have the kids go on rides. Am I correct?
Absolutely. There's a specific kiddie land for the small kid with all different rides that are kind of appropriate for younger age levels. And then there's the midway for, you know, teenagers and adults. To go down and play the carnival games and go on the more adventurous rides.
Okay, I'm going to direct everybody once again to the topsfieldfair.org online. And David, if you could just give me the dates and the time of the fair's opening and closing each day, that'd be great.
Yes, so we are now open, and we will be open through Columbus Day. We open every morning at 10 a.m., and closing is officially 10 p.m., but if there are lots of crowds there, they tend to stay open later.
All right. David Thompson of Thompson Communications, spokesperson for the Topsfield Fair. With MSONewsSports.com, I'm Rick Moore.